Chapter 3, Authorized and Unabridged. E.M. Forster, whose Howard's End has been called one of the best-structured novels in English, wrote that we start life with an experience we forget and end with an experience we anticipate but don't understand. He also defined a written story as a narrative of events arranged in their time sequence. The same generally applies to your life story. Your life story is a narrative made up of memories arranged in a time sequence. Compiling an internal life story arranged in a time sequence is no mean task. Unlike a real writer, your writer-in-residence can't just make shit up. She can't pluck interesting characters out of thin air. She can't move the story back and forth across centuries. She can't throw in a talking pig the way a magical realist can, or set loose a homicidal Martian the way a science fiction author can. The writer upstairs must make do with what memories are available. And while the scribbler can and will take reasonable liberties with your memories, she must color within the lines of what seems to have actually happened. Unlike a real writer, the writer upstairs can't snap her fingers and pull off some corny stunt at the end, a cheap trick such as the leading character waking from a bad dream and living happily ever after. But your life story does have to add up, fundamentally, pay off in some way. Otherwise, what's the point? To get a sense of how your life story came to be, let's imagine it in book form. I'm not the first to come up with that idea, nor will I be the last. Thinking of our life story in terms of a book lulls us into thinking that it won't fall apart at the seams. Thus reassured, let's further imagine that your book starts out with entirely blank pages. Why blank? Because you haven't yet stepped into the light, to borrow a phrase from neuroscientist Antonio Damasio, who likens the switching on of the knowing mind to the moment an actor steps from the semi-darkness of the wings and suddenly encounters stage lights and the audience. Philosophers and scientists have differing perspectives on how blank you really were when you started out. Some theories are more simpatico than